Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, this is a short 5-minute segment. We got a 13-minute segment with Max coming up, and then he's gone. So I want to try to shut up here because the breaks keep breaking things up. We have a lot of breaks at the end of the hour and the start of the hour. That's the standard radio clock. Don't tell me it doesn't make any sense. But the point is, Max, you were trying to get into De Gaulle demanding the gold. A year or two ago, you broke that there was missing gold. Now that's mainstream media. You talked about defaults going on with gold producers. That's now happening. Kind of a train wreck as demand spikes. Then let's get into that inside info that you keep trying to get into about the dollar and more of what's really going on with the Arabs. And you're saying a faster timetable than the one we've been hearing about of 5 years. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, okay. You know, getting back to De Gaulle in the 60s, over there in France, you know, France demanded that the U.S. return the gold that was held on deposit in New York, and they forced the U.S. to do so. And then Britain, because France was very nervous about the way that the U.S. was going in heavily into debt to pay for the Vietnam War. So then Britain was next in line to start demanding their gold. And then at that point, 1971, Nixon said, no, we're going to close the gold window. And this was the beginning, really, of the era of fiat currencies and the beginning, really, of the era of derivatives. Because shortly thereafter in Chicago, they started trading options based on the Black and Scholes option derivative volatility formula. And you have now the modern era of derivatives, which is an era of making money from transactions and not making money from actually doing anything like would resemble business. And this has led to incredible booms and incredible busts. So you had, ever since then, you've got just flash forward to modern times. You had the dot-com boom, the real estate, and then crash, the real estate boom and crash, and now the banking boom and crash. And now these countries that are emerging, like Russia, China, Iran, are saying, we know what's going on here. The U.S. is simply printing up lots of phony baloney money to pay for their debts, and this is not what we're going to be on board for, because we're using all this money also to finance your wars. So the one way we're going to stop you from financing wars, it's basically the way that Iran, China, and Russia are going to stop America from invading Iran is they're going to crash the dollar. I mean, it's global financial warfare. They don't have to fire a shot. They don't have to fire a missile. They're going to crash the dollar, and that's going to put American military and America out of business. That's the game plan, and Germany knows this, and Germany is very nervous because they've got something like 3,000, up to 3,000 tons of their gold held in New York.
But didn't they just ask for that? Didn't they just start asking for the gold a few months ago?
They're starting to make rumors. They're starting to make these requests. It's starting to get they're putting out a feeler to see how the U.S. is going to respond. It's suicide for the U.S. to attack Iran because it's going to implode the dollar and it's going to force countries like Germany to demand all their gold bullion back from New York, Tim Geithner's old bank, the New York Fed. And they're going to show up and they're going to demand their gold bullion, and gold bullion is going to skyrocket, and all these banks are going to be completely put out of their fiat currency money spinning games, and you're going to have another huge down leg in markets. But this is
Max, I have a quick question.
Robert Fisk talking about. Robert Fisk in his article for The Independent, you know, Robert Fisk is a great journalist. He's talking about the gold producing countries are now, I'm sorry, the oil producing exporting countries are going to start trading oil in dollars. And what I would add to that is you've got now Germany, in response to the chaos that's going to result in terms of the dollar, is going to demand. And we made that film, Alex. It's on the web. I forget what the name of the film is, but you see me in the Bundesbank in Berlin. I'm talking to officials inside the Bundesbank, and we have like a hidden camera, and they're saying to us things that they, you know, revealed things that were quite revealing in terms of who owns the gold, where's the gold. The Gold Antitrust Action Committee put out a letter just 2 weeks ago, which they picked up on the story, and they inquired to the Bundesbank to make a comment about this film and to confirm where the gold is held. There's also a movement about to audit.
Max, stay there. Got a break. We'll come back. Talk about.
In the New World Order's war against humanity,
Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Max Keiser is our guest. He's recommending to me HSBC as a global bank, British. Guess you don't want to be with UBS, the Patriot Act. They've raided that one, even if it's your money they take it. They just don't care. Got to give everything to Goldman Sachs, the private Federal Reserve. They're looting everyone, invading everybody. Okay, Max, I want to have the world premiere here of a new trailer dealing with television mind control for Fall of the Republic. And I want to air the new trailer we aired yesterday, too, that you're in. The next week, we've got another trailer on the financial section that's about a third of the film that also has you in it. But finishing up, what will it look like through a gradual death of the dollar? You're saying it's baked into the cake, to quote you, versus a fast one. And what do you see happening? What will the United States look like? How do people protect themselves?
Well, the protection, obviously, is to be into precious metals, as I've been saying for 5 years. You know, my average cost in gold is, I think, $420 an ounce. And I've been saying basically the only thing I've recommended in the last 4 to 5 years is gold bullion, and it's an excellent place to be as we go forward. Now, the U.S. dollar is coming under a lot of economic pressure. It's also coming under a lot of political pressure, and that's something that a lot of people who are pure economists are not factoring into their analysis. They're not factoring in the fact that the dollar has become a weapon. The currency market is where this World War III is being fought. And so they're looking at charts, and they're looking at analysis, and they're looking at their textbooks, but nothing in these charts and textbooks really covers when you use currencies like as a weapon. And that's what we're seeing happen now. The people in, as I said, Russia, Iran, and China are saying the way we're going to stop America from invading Iran is we're going to smoke the U.S. dollar. We're going to take it down. We're going to crush the U.S. dollar, and we're going to force the U.S. to go into a major economic tailspin as a way to engage in economic warfare. That's the way World War III is going to be fought. Now, for y'all, as I've been saying, gold bullion is a place to be. The dollar is, at the very least, it's going to be extremely volatile. You're just going to start to see 10-20% moves every, you know, can be compressed into very short periods of time. And that's going to be very scary for people. But again, if you're defensive and you got some gold bullion, gold or silver bullion, you're going to have a, you know, that's the place to be, during this period of extreme volatility. And, the story is not different. The only thing different is that the timeline is being compressed, and things are happening a lot. You know, things are happening now. We're not talking about a concept that might happen in a few years. We're saying right now there are people. You look at what's happened in the last 2 weeks. You had a G20 meeting, a G7 meeting, International Monetary Fund was meeting, the UN was meeting, and they're all talking about the same thing: what to do about the dollar. All these guys, while the kids in America are sitting and playing with their hula hoops and the latest video games, their parents, being the IMF, the World Bank, and the G7, are in the kitchen, sitting around the kitchen table, deciding what to do with these kids in America and their dollar and their currency. So the kids are going to wake up one day and find out that, oops, mommy and daddy decided to devalue the dollar by 50%. Oh, I guess that means everything is going to cost twice as much, and I guess we're now in the third world. Oh, okay. But they're making those decisions right now. And it's tragic that the mainstream media in America is not telling the people in America what is being discussed at G7, G4, G20 right now. They're deciding America's future right now in the back rooms of these meetings right now. And obviously, with China, Iran, and Russia, they're not being coy about it. They're coming out there and they're saying, you know what? We're sick of you market manipulating, you know, folks in the U.S., and now, you know, guns are drawn. We're going to start attacking this dollar, and we're going to start buying up gold aggressively. And Germany's caught in the middle, and they're saying, oh, my God, we've got like 3,000 tons of our gold in New York. We want it back. When Germany makes that announcement, gold's going to go to, you know, it's going to have a huge move.
By the way, let me just add this. CNBC is now predicting $2,000 an ounce gold, saying their charts show that. That's up on prisonplanet.com, one of the top stories. And you've got a fraction of the public waking up that gold is important and that actually has intrinsic value and can't be devalued completely. And it's probably only going to go up and is going up right now. What is going to happen when the yuppies decide gold is cool? How high could it go?
Well, that's what I was talking to at the top of the show. If, in fact, the powers that be on Wall Street, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, if they figure out that the easiest bubble to try to inflate to pay themselves huge Christmas bonuses this year or next year, if they decide it's gold, then it could go. Really, as we used to say in Wall Street, there is no top.
So it could be like Google stock going from $20 to $500.
Yeah, exactly. And when I was working on Wall Street, you know, I worked on Wall Street in one capacity or another during the boom of the 80s, during the dot-com of the 90s. And, you know, you had in the 90s dot-com stocks that would go public at 16 and trade to 300. And then they returned back to, you know, 16 again. But so gold could be, if they decide that gold, and gold's been in a bear market up until just the past few years. During the entire bull market on Wall Street that started in 1982, gold just went down every single year because nobody wanted it, and it was being trashed by all the central banks who were selling gold to buy T-bills to use as collateral to create collateralized debt obligations and credit default swaps, and this huge Ponzi scheme that became the U.S. and global market that hit the skids in summer of 2007 when Chuck Prince, CEO of Citigroup, said, you know, as long as the music's playing, we're going to keep dancing. And then that week, the BNP came out of the report saying our hedge funds have a lot of junk bonds in there, and we don't think the value is 100 cents on the dollar. We think it's 0 cents on the dollar, and that was the beginning of what we now know as the financial crisis that we're all suffering from today. Now, there was an attempt back in the latter part of last year to inject 12 or $13 trillion worth of new loans into the economy, and you're seeing the stock market bounce. And you're seeing some quote-unquote green shoots, but now that all these stimulus packages have ended, the clunkers, cash for clunkers, et cetera, now we're going back to reality. When the reality is that all that Obama and these guys did was just layer another few $1 trillion worth of debt on top of the debt layer cake, and the whole thing is just, it didn't stop it from collapsing, and we're right back to where we were last year and the year before. By the end, within 6 months, there's going to be banks going to Congress saying, if you don't give us another $5 trillion, we're going to do a suicide mission, we're going to blow ourselves up, which is what Paulson did. If you remember, he said, give us $700 billion, we're going to blow up this entire economy. He was like one of these suicide bombers in front of Congress, and he strapped on like $5 trillion worth of derivative contracts that he was going to explode in everyone's face. And now, you know, that's going to come again. So you know, the point being that the rest of the world is saying, hold on, we've seen this movie before. We don't want to play this game anymore. We've got the oil. You don't have the oil. Plus, you know, a lot of these countries are dealing with the fact that, you know, I don't know if you follow this or not, Alex, but, you know, I think it may go against some of your orthodoxy. But the fact is, in countries like Mexico, which is one of the three biggest oil fields in the world, Cantarell, their production is nosediving. It's down sharply. And these big fields around the world, I know we may have a slight conflict in our thoughts on this, but these big oil fields around the world, their production numbers are diminishing.
Well, you're certainly right. You're certainly right. There's 6.5 going on 7 billion people, and you're going to have fights over fewer and fewer resources. There is a lot of oil and stuff, but it's still a big job to find it and get it out. And you're absolutely right. There's pressure everywhere. Max, I'm going to come back and play the new trailer. Because I know you've got to go. But before we end, you were telling me you've got a new project. First time I heard of this at your piratemyfilm.com website.
Oh, yeah. Well, Pirate My Film, my website, is anybody can list a movie and try to raise money for their movie. And I've got a few movies listed. I've got a movie called Where's Kenny Boy? I'm going to try to go down to Paraguay and find Ken Lay, because I think he's still alive and living down in Paraguay. I also have a movie called Baltimore Jihad. It's about who made the most money with options on 9/11. And I got a story going down to Baltimore, Maryland, and talking to the bankers who made all the money on 9/11 trading options. So that's a project called Baltimore Jihad. Then I've got a new project called Alex in Wonderland. And it's a fantasy project. It's about the mainstream media in America suddenly adopts Alex Jones as their mainstream media outlet. And what would happen if suddenly, you know, mainstream media started to take on what you've been saying now for 14 years and adopting it as the main message. It's like, you know, what gave me the big idea was the Hardin Montana story, because to me that is the first major story to leap from Alex Jones to mainstream, and not the first, but I'm saying it's a huge story that went from Alex Jones InfoWars to mainstream media in a huge way. And so this is a little project I'm putting together, and it's about how mainstream media goes Alex Jones.
Well, I'm honored, and I think that'll make a good film, but I think the Where's Kenny Boy will be even more interesting, because no doubt they staged that death. Max, that is exciting. As that develops, we will have you back on maxkaiser.com. Say a hi to your lovely betrothed, and I will talk.
Oh, yeah, here, she wants to say hello. It's just say hello. Just say hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Very well. How are you?
Good. We should have
the show.
for those that don't know, tell folks who you are as we go to break here.
I'm Stacey Herbert, partner with Max Kaiser.
And you guys work on the TV shows and radio shows together. And I always enjoy hearing you when you do all the great work you're doing, Stacey.
Thank you.
Well, I'm excited to hear about this Alex in Wonderland. I already feel like I'm in Wonderland every day. The world's so weird.
Yes, and I'm excited to go to Paraguay for the Kenny Boy story.
I am very excited. Maybe I'll go to Paraguay with you.
Oh, you could be our bodyguard.
Sure, yeah, I'm real tough. All right, Stacey, keep it up over there. Take care of Max for me. I know he's a handful.
Yeah, all right, buddy. When are you coming to Europe?
Someday.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band declaring independence.
They laid their bodies down,
laid their bodies down on a bloody war.
That's why we have the Second Amendment. Liberty. That's why we have private property.
Thanks to the renegades.
Thanks to their blood, their sweat, and their tears. Thanks to their will. I am still free today.
Thank God for the renegades.
And the love. lives they lead. They're far ahead. They're time. Without the Renegades, Lord knows where we'd be. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. There's always tyrants that put on uniforms, get power, set up phony courts, and take over. They've always got excuses. It's happening again. Does that mean everybody in the military and police are bad? No. It means the people running the systems and writing the laws are thugs. Congress is criminal. The vast majority of them pass bills, vote on bills they've never read. And all of us are guilty for not standing up and saying no. And all of us are in the same boat together. 99.9%. Here's yesterday's new trailer, the Big General trailer. When we get Alan Watt on in the next segment, I'll play the trailer that's on TV Mind Control. It's got a lot of Alan in it. But here is the big new trailer. We're asking you to have this trailer go mega viral everywhere. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can find all the trailers, all three of the new trailers. There's the original one yesterday and now this new one today. Another one next week and then one more final one right before it comes out. It's such a big film, so many subjects. Here is yesterday's new trailer. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
Now is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
One of the greatest events in history is taking place before our very eyes.
It's up to every man, woman, and child in the United States to decide whether we're going to be fooled by the slick propaganda of the social engineers or whether we're going to restore the republic.
We have seen this erosion to the point where today it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the republic.
Who's going to soak up the derivatives? Who's going to soak up the debt? Who's going to be penalized?
Enron's CEO, Ken Lay, was involved in discussions with you at the White House about helping develop this type of policy, this trading scheme.
I don't know.
Do you think it's consistent with the spirit of that provision of the Constitution to hand out $500 billion to foreigners?
Will we choose liberty or will we choose tyranny?
The Republic is hanging by a thread.
You don't have a president. You have an actor.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to? Who do we send these matches to?
The last vestiges of our free system of government are being swept away. Fall of the Republic. Volume 1, The Presidency of Barack Obama. Available on DVD at Infowars.com. And online at PrisonPlanet.tv. The destiny of humanity is in our hands. October 21st, 2009. Now, that is yesterday's big trailer going viral everywhere right now. You can find them all at one place, FallTheRepublic.com. The new worldwide premiere of the Mind Control, TV Mind Control trailer, which is just one 25-minute area in the film. I mean, the documentary shows who the bankers are, what their master plan is, how they did the derivatives, what their next plan is with the carbon tax takeover, and the whole fraud of man-made global warming, and the whole eugenics angle. Then it goes into the mind control, how they're controlling us, the whole police state grid, and how to beat them. That's volume one. Volume two is like all eugenics and how to beat them, and the choices we've got to make. I mean, we really look at who these creatures are in the next volume. But this is a quantum leap in my filmmaking. Hope everybody gets it and gets it out to everybody. It needs to be seen. The ball's in your court.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You know, I sent Rob Dew and Aaron Dykes up to Canada, and they were really impressed with Alan Watt. He's really a classy guy. And I've interviewed him many times over the years on the radio, but getting to see him on High Def TV, editing him for the film, he's a neat guy. And he's going to be in Fall of the Republic 1 and 2. In fact, even more in 2, though he's one of the central figures in Fall of the Republic 1. Along with Webster Tarpley and Jesse Ventura and John Perkins and Max Kaiser and G. Edward Griffin just so many other people. Gerald Celente. The list goes on and on. The film is absolutely jam-packed. Of course, I'm in it. Here's the world premiere of our fourth trailer. We had the first trailer, kind of sneak peek, 2 months ago. Then we had another trailer that we released that just gave you kind of a general idea, and then now this latest trailer. So actually, this is the third trailer. And the fourth trailer is coming out next week. I'm going to have a total of five. But here is the newest trailer. It's up on Infowars.com. We just uploaded it for PrisonPlanet.tv members in the highest quality. It's also been posted for everybody to see at Fall of the Republic. .com. All the trailers are there in one spot. And as new ones come out and sneak peeks come out, you'll be able to see it. But here is the world premiere of the TV Mind Control trailer of Fall of the Republic. This is a sneak peek into a 20-minute section of the 2-hour, 20-minute film. Here it is.
most people still today think that all entertainment to do with movies, drama, is therefore nothing more than their entertainment. It never, ever was that case.
Throughout history, social engineers have refined techniques designed to control large populations.
It is bringing entertainment to thousands of people, right in the comfort of our own homes.
You're actually in an alpha state, being completely downloaded with new ideas.
A cult of personality can be manufactured to influence the masses.
Nobody will question what he's doing. They'll be so preoccupied with where he is or what he's wearing.
Yes, we can.
The idea of making him into a celebrity.
Eventually, he said, they will expect the media to do all their thinking and reasoning for them. And that's happened today.
The scientific dictatorship understands what makes human beings tick, and they're using it against us.
These cells are scanned by a stream of electrons, completing 30 pictures a second.
It's hard for people like that to take a serious interest in what their elected officials are doing. They've been programmed.
It's Obama's role to front for the international banking syndicate.
Barack Obama is a puppet of the New World Order.
Is this some sort of New World Order?
The New World Order is emerging.
For the first time in history, we really have this new form of an empire.
The average man and woman is in a trance. They get home from work, they don't even talk to their children. They turn the television on, and they let those corporate messages set the agenda in their lives.
You got time to watch baseball. You got time to entertain yourself. But a knowledgeable public we're losing.
Kill your television, or at least turn it off a few hours a day. The children aren't even playing in your front yards anymore.
We don't want to live under a world government of the corporations, by the corporations, and for the corporations.
Fall of the Republic. Volume 1, The Presidency of Barack Obama. Obama is the latest version of 21st century mass mind control. Available on DVD at Infowars.com and online at PrisonPlanet.tv. October 21st, 2009.
So there is the third trailer, fourth coming out next week, and the fifth, the day before it comes out. We got some special sneak peeks, too, for folks just at PrisonPlanet.tv. For the balance of the radio show, we'll have a quick economic coverage the last 5 minutes. Is Alan Watt joining us from Canada? Alan, so much is happening. They're imploding the dollar. They're bringing in world government. They're openly saying no babysitting, no selling watermelons on the side of the road. We're going to give you $100,000 fines for garage sales. The same plans in Europe, in Asia, in the U.S. are being implemented, same names, open announcement of world government. There's no more debating it. This is the true emergence. I want to go over all of this with you today, but before we get into that, what is most important right now in the mind of Alan Watt in your deep reflection and analysis as you cut through the matrix? What's key that's developing right now that Alan Watt thinks we should all know about?
I think you should know what the New World Order really is. It's a non-democratic system, a world ruled by experts and professionals from all different sciences, including all the social sciences. They go under the term of world peace, and that sounds nice and fuzzy to most people, but when you break down in their own writings, from their own writings, what they mean by world peace, it literally is a form of totalitarianism from birth to grave to do with, in fact, they wanted to separate the children completely from parents so they wouldn't be contaminated with old-fashioned values and ideas. But they've found with scientific indoctrination, kindergarten onwards, any parental input is made null and void. And so they've pretty well reached that stage. They can literally program the generations with every intake, every year of kindergarten, upgrade incrementally for what they will experience in their lifetime, and they'll accept that which they experience because they've been taught it at school as coming. So what you're looking at really is a totalitarian world system. A depopulation plan is at the top of it too. The unfit, as they call them, in a post-industrial era. Remember too, all the scientists across the world now and all the professions believe in evolution. It's taught right off the bat. They believe in Darwinian evolution, survival of the fittest. They believe that we are the old man. All the old types that used to work in factories, the blue have now. All of this is coming down the pipe, as we see. Even the move, as you say, to stop neighbors from looking after your child for a couple hours when they run off for some groceries is forbidden across the board in all the countries at the same time, as you say. And that is also to stop contamination and bonding to other people in your little locality with old-fashioned ideas. It's okay to put them into a recommended state-approved daycare place for a day because they get their correct kind of indoctrination.
And simultaneously, Europe and the U.S. and England and Canada announced they want year-round school, and the internal documents 20 years ago said to break up the families entirely. They've got the men and women working overtime so they can't spend time with their kids. And then if you want to use the neighbor, in fact, it even said in England, BBC, two groups of police officers aren't allowed to watch their own kids. And the thing was, wow, even the godlike police aren't allowed to watch their kids.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And then now 20,000 homes in England, they have cameras watching the kids that they go to bed on time, eat what they're supposed to. This is Orwell.
Yes, and they said that's a pilot project for the rest of the country. And whatever happens in Britain eventually, very rapidly actually, is introduced across the British Commonwealth. And we're still a Commonwealth. We're still basically a subsidiary of Britain. And then the U.S. picks it up very quickly, too. Everything's working together because we're already under a global system. We have been for a long time. And before even the war that started on Iraq, the first one, the Gulf War One, we're being fed on the news that we're all global, global, global. We went back to being national again when they wanted recruits for the military. They've kept that up for face value. But in reality, they've really rolled ahead with the globalism. And every law, really, that comes down to every nation comes from one of the departments of the United Nations. It's signed into treaty automatically in all the countries.
And we're going to speak more about that. But since you mentioned the military, notice how in March of last year, in the U.S., in England, and in Canada, but also in Ireland and Scotland, simultaneously, because I'm, just like you do, scanning all the Western media, also Asian media that's in English, simultaneously on the same day, they deployed troops in downtown cities and said, oh, they're just helping with drunk drivers, helping with checkpoints, and now it's in, and then they go, oh, yes, it's for terrorists and for gun owners. So right as they implode the economy, they deploy the troops worldwide and then admit it's global. I mean, it's all a private corporate Borg deploying this, now coming after our farms and ranches, our children, any form of independence.
Yes, they laid out the plan a long time ago when they set up the League of Nations, the forerunner of the United Nations, and in their own charter they said eventually they'd ban all private property. They'd also have to eradicate farming because farming was too important to be left to farmers. Big corporations would run the farming of the world. We're simply going through a pre-planned agenda, but now with the century of change, and that's the key to it, this is the century of change that all academia was talking about for 50-odd years. We're into the century of change. It's not democratic. We see now the rise of this entity, this legal entity of the EU, Economic Union, as a sovereign new Soviet, a bigger Soviet system than the old Soviet system, non-democratic, that admits in its own publications and in the major media that all the decisions are made by an executive branch at the top with secret committees, and the politicians have no input into the lawmaking. All they can do is complain, and that's it. This is not a post-democratic world we're in. And when you read the writings of the big players in the last 50 to 100 years involved in these international movements, like the Huxleys, like both the Huxleys, in fact, Julian and Aldous Huxley and Russell and others, they say straight out that this world will be run by a form of scientific dictatorship where the public will simply obey. That's the whole key to everything now is obey. You're an animal. We can retrain you like any animal, the Pavlovian concept, and your job is to serve the world state.
Now, Alan, I want to bring up a key point here, and I want you to speak to this, studying their operations. At the heart of it, they are social Darwinists. They're saying if we kill a billion people, since we are in the positions of power, that means genetically we got the power because we were the best, and so we're helping the Earth by killing you. They're testing soft kill weapons, sterilization.
Yeah.
As the White House science czar spoke about, I want to go over this with you today. But more than that, they get the general public to adopt the eugenics ideas, but they don't even consciously know why of, yeah, humans are a parasite. Yeah, there's too many of us. We don't have art and literature and spacecraft. And, you know, we can't do incredible things, which we actually are an incredible species, a wonderful species, a self-aware species. But the elites believe they're gods. They believe they're wonderful. And they want to control the future, and so they only sell the public on lowering their survival instinct so they will accept and make it a religious sacrament, dying for their carbon footprint or not having children or being sacrificed to the earth. And so this idea that man is crud, man is crap, they sell this and say, you have no rights, you're just an animal. It's a mind game. It's a huckster scam to say you can make no decisions, you're just programmed. But then, oh, the elites have to have their rights, they have to have their bodyguards, oh, they're free. They write all this sick, dark, nihilistic poetry about how they control everything and they'll destroy everything if they want to. So inherently, these are very sick, evil control freaks.
There's no doubt about it at all. It's a religion with them. It's a complete, it fulfills all the criteria of a religion. It's a belief system and superior genetic, basically hereditary genetic stock. That's what they believe in, that they're from it. They believe that we are the leftover junk genes at the bottom. Otherwise, we would be up at the top. That's the simple reasoning that they have. And they believe in power, total power. Is the main key to survival. Therefore, they're the ones at the top with the total power, and they do plan to exercise it. They are exercising it now. I just went through stuff that was released from the World Health Organization, from some of its meetings that have never disclosed to the public before, and they admit during their own discussions, their internal debates, that most of these vaccines, all of the vaccines, in fact, the vast bulk of the contaminants in them, including genetic contaminants and viruses, are unknown to them. Sometimes 90% of every inoculation and polio still is unknown to them. They don't know the effects on the body, except with the new adjuvants they're using for this upcoming swine flu shot, they do know that they're using, rather than chicken eggs, they're using cancer viruses. They admit that in their own writings. They're using cancer viruses for the simple reason that cancer viruses are almost indestructible, so it will stay in your body forever, supposedly to protect your body.
No.
But at the same time, it might just give you cancer. This is incredible science. In other words, they know what they're doing. They're taking the population down, not just at a drastic step all at once, but depending on your shot and your physiology, it will all start dying off much, much faster over the next few years.
Now, Alan, stop. This is mind-blowing, and we're on the same page. This is admitted in hundreds of government textbooks like Eco-Science by the White House Science Czar. We now have bought over 10 books he authored, all saying the same sickening stuff about how they would do this, inject us with cancer viruses that would trigger as soon as our hormone levels lowered in men and women between 45 and 65. We now see that happening. The boldness, what do you call the boldness of where they openly say they're killing us, where they openly admit the first 10 million people in Canada and the U.S. to get the nasal live flu virus, they admit it's going to mutate it and spread it.
Yes.
So in plain view, they admit it has cancer viruses in the major German and British news.
Yep.
We're shooting cancer viruses live into our nostrils. They admit the Gardasil's killing the girls and mutating. Its own inventor came out and said, don't take it. I'm sure they'll kill her or something. The point is that, what do you call that? Because I see them testing the ambient murder. They're now just killing us right out in the open and just setting the precedent to do it. And then everyone's dropping dead or dying. And it's like, no big deal.
That's right. In fact, they even admit from the World Health Organization that they're doing a massive campaign to train the public to accept that masses of people die all the time from strokes and heart attacks and cancers, so don't relate it to the vaccine that you're getting. This is the present propaganda blitz that's out right now. So they're training the victim to accept his own death and put down to coincidence. It's amazing that they understand what they can do to the public, because they've lied so many times in the past. They know the formulas and the techniques, and then they know how we respond. If there's 1% of credibility in their arguments, the public will want to believe them rather than cross the line and say, these guys are killing us.
Because the average person, just like in Hardin, Montana, when our listeners caught the con artist felon, now admitted running a giant takeover of the town to put the locals in the camp the private criminal was going to own, still the local constabulary denies it, even if it's admitted, because they don't want to admit they're wrong, and it's too scary to admit it's happening.
That's correct. But they have no problems in lying to the public. And again, and these recently released documents from internal meetings at the World Health Organization, they said they would have to lie to the public. They can't tell the public the truth. This is from their own minutes of their meeting.
And these are all eugenicists, and they talk about, they go, it's sad we have to kill everyone, but it's for the earth. Everybody out there, you got to warn everybody you can. They're implanting you and your family with cancer viruses. These also spread. It's not just the shot.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. When the renegade, it is atomic age. It's atomic age of renegade.
All right, I want to open the phones up next hour for Alan Watts, specifically on eugenics, the master plan, how to stop them, what they're doing. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. He can talk about any issue, but please address your questions to Alan Watt. I don't want to talk about a tractor you got for sale or chupacabras in your attic. And I'm not being mean. I just, sometimes people do that, especially if we have a guest. It's like they will not address anything to them. It's kind of like Piggly Wiggly gets to the head of the line and then nobody else gets to get on. So 1-800-259-9231. That's coming up in the next hour. Alan, we were just talking during the break about social control. It's just like the Aztecs, one of the dominant Mesoamerican Mayan cultures. And in their own writings and in what the Spanish observe, mothers would beg to have their healthiest, best, because you wanted to have the best sacrifice, 10-year-old only son cut up in pieces and then sold as meat by the priest class. That's how they made their money, to the locals. And the mothers would gobble their children with pleasure. We have major news out of Seoul, Korea and China. This is mainstream baby soup, not a hoax, eating babies. People get upset if they see a dog killed by Marines, but not if they see a kid killed by Marines. We've been trained to see human life as bad. And through mind control, just through cultural mind control, Aztecs would kill their sons and daughters and wives and husbands with pleasure. The Druids would do this. And it's the same thing now. We just give our kids to the state. Because because as our guest said earlier, in England, a mother said, yeah, it was really hard to lose the weight, ruined my figure. They said that was a symbol of depression, so they took the baby from the family with no due process. The criminal state is here. Go ahead.
Yes, again, too, it's interesting to look at the old video. I think it's still up maybe on YouTube, I don't know. I can't watch it because of my slow speed. They punished me for using ExploreNet. But there was a Julian Huxley up there, an Aldous Huxley, and these guys went into this whole thing, and Aldous Huxley himself, who attended all the world meetings, he also worked at Tavistock Institute. And he thought that the scientific dictatorship would be just sort of wonderful when it came in, and the people would be trained to love their servitude. But he also talked about the only obstacle they had at that time, back in the 50s, was the remnants of a powerful or almost post-powerful Christianity. That ties in with what his brother Julian said, the first CEO of UNESCO. He said, we'll have to train the people to devaluate human life in order to bring through mass abortions and eventually genetic selection and sterilization. So this is the plan unfolding now. These guys were part of the big world meetings of their day. They set their agendas, they set their timetables, they set it for the end of the millennium into the new that's now, and that's what they call this the century of change, and they never alter their plans. Their plans are like long-term business plans set in stone, with 10-year plans for one part, 50 for another, 100 for another. We see this same type of plan cropping up in the declassified information put out by the top think tanks for the military, going up to the year 2050 and beyond, and the kind of world that there will be then, and society will have then. And we have, of course, the Rockefellers trotting around the world, still pushing the depopulation plan, eugenics plan, that the fittest should survive, the rest should get sterilized, and the unwanted should simply be killed off by various means. This is happening as we live, and the public don't even know it's happening because they're trained to ignore and not participate in their own destiny.
Got a break. Coming back, 50 minutes left in the next hour with Alan Watt. This is what's happening. And they're training us to turn our own predator instinct on our own species. That's what the police, the military, all of it is.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.